头发已经长得很长了，我看到很多即兴的头发都长得很长了，没得剪。
I have a much longer hair now, and I see a lot of brothers have a long hair now because we don't have a place to go to cut our hair.
感谢沈哥。在这个阶段里面，我们就在家里面，真的是能够更深的来亲近主。
Praise the Lord. During this time, we can stay at our house and go closer to the Lord.
等一会呢，我想我讲信息呢，今天不会太长。完了以后，有更多的时间让大家来分享。
I will have a much shorter message today, and I will leave time for our brother and sister to share later on.
我知道最近弟兄姐妹们有很多的经历。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters are having a lot of experiences in the Lord.
上次的分享呢，大家非常的感动。
Last time when you shared, it really touched my heart.
我知道这就是神命定在我们中间要做的工作，有很多很多的见证，美好的见证会出来。
I believe the God ordains this for us. There will be many more works through Him.
虽然我们好像最近教会没有很多的这种 activity, 很多的这种活动，表面上看出来。
Even though on the surface you may not see a lot of activities and interactions in our church nowadays.
但是神还是在每一个家庭里面，每一个弟兄姐妹的生命里面做很多非常这个美好的工作。
But the Lord is still doing great works among the families, the individual in individuals' lives.
那在这样一个疫情当中呢，我们怎么样来看我们自己生命成长的一个过程，看别人？生命成长的过程，看教会，我们要从神的眼光来看。
So during the pandemic, we have to see through God to see the worst that is in ourselves and also among our family, our friends, and in our church.
那今天我讲的这个题目呢，就是怎么样来正确的对待生命成长的一个过程。
Today my topic is on how to view.A growth in the Lord, a right view of how you see yourself in the growth of in the Lord.
我们怎么样来看待我们自己？怎么样来看待别人？怎么样来对待我们自己？怎么样来对待别人
？How we should see ourselves and also see others in this growth.
因此，我们能够正确的来回应主。
So that we can respond to the Lord correctly.
那我们可以翻开加拉太书第五章22-24节。
So we will turn to Galatians chapter 5:22-24.
这是大家非常熟悉的一段经文，就是属灵的果子，圣灵所结的果子。
It's one of the passage that may be familiar to a lot of people is about the fruit of the Spirit.
那我们每一个人都希望自己生命里面结出这些美好的果子来，也希望别人的生命里面结出这美好的果子来。
Every one of us hoping to have this spirit, the fruit of spirit in us as well as in others.
那这些果子呢，在圣灵里面就是讲到呢，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
24节讲，凡属耶稣基督的人呢，一定把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上。
24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful natures with its passions and desires.
就说我们呢。属耶稣基督的人就是把自己的肉体过去的情欲啊过去败坏的性情呢就钉在十字架上就结出这些美好的果子来。
So for those who believe, you crucify all your sinful natures and all the passions and all the desires, then you will have the fruit of the Spirit.
那我们真的如看到我们弟兄姐妹的生命里面这些美好的果子结出来，看到自己生命里面美好的果子结出来的时候呢，真的是非常的感恩，非常的高兴。
So if you see yourself growing this kind of fruit of the Spirit, and also if you see that in others, and you feel very pleased.
那自己吃到自己结的果子也非常的甘甜，吃到别人结的果子也甘甜。
So if you eat the fruits, you feel joy, and if you eat the fruits of others, you feel the joy as well.
当别人吃到我们生命里面所结的果子的时候，也是甘甜。
When others eat the fruit of spirit from our lives, they also feel joy.
但是你会发现，很多时候我们这些果子不是一下就能结出来的。
But a lot of times you have to know that the fruits doesn't come immediately.
啊，我们的这个邪情私欲啊，肉体啊，也不是一下就定死。
And also our sinful desires and all our passions, is not crucified immediately.
那一个人信主以后呢，就说他这个果子结出来是要有一个过程，要有时间，啊，要有一个，
so,
要有忍耐的。
So for in order for a person to grow the fruit of spirit in this time, it needs a season of perseverance.
那所以这个过程里面呢，我们作为人呢，就有各种各样对自己的看法，也有对别人的看法。
So during this time, during this season, we have different opinions on ourselves and also on others.
那我们有时候说，哎呀，我已经信主这么多年，突然这个脾气又给变坏了呢。
Some people may say, "Oh, I've been a believer for so many years. How come I still have this temper in me?"
啊，那位弟兄，你看，本来这个，这个有非常多属灵的果子，突然怎么软弱了呢
？And you may say, oh, this person used to have a lot of good fruits. How come his attitude changed all of a sudden?
啊，这就说他应该怎么样怎么样，我应该怎么样怎么样。
So you have a lot of opinions on how you should be and how others should be.
但是这些我们的期望，我们对别人的。期待对自己的期待呢？有时候，如果不是在主里面，让主的圣灵来带领的话，就会变成一种重担，成为自己的重担，成为别人的重担。
So if this kind of expectations, do not come from the Lord, then it will become a burden on yourself as well as on other people.
啊，有时候甚至成为对自己的论断，也会成为对别人的论断。
It can also become a judgment on yourself and on others.
那这些话语或观点出口的时候呢，不但不能建造自己、建造别人，甚至有时候会伤害自己、伤害别人。
So when you say this kind of words, not only you are not building yourself or building others up, you are destroying them and destroying yourself.
所以当神的话语放在我们眼前的时候，读了以后呢，我们是靠着主耶稣来成长的。
So when we read the word of God, we are growing in the spirit of Jesus Christ.
在这个过程里面呢，还是要跟随耶稣，依靠耶稣才能长出来。
So you need to depend on Jesus and rely on Jesus in order to grow during this season.
那这些果子它是生命里面结出来的果子，是生命成长结出来的，不是做出来的，也不是期望出来的。
So the fruit of the Spirit is growing out of this life. It's not there out of sudden. You know, it's a growing process.
那所以我们就要知道认识这样一个成长的过程非常重要。
That's why we need to know the process of growing is very important.
这个成长过程呢，有一段描述在圣经里面，把这个过程呢讲得非常非常的透彻，是马可福音第4章26到29节。
So in Mark chapter 4, 26 to 29, this passage describes how a vine is growing to the fullness.
那当然圣经里面有很多地方都会讲到一个生命成长的过程。但是这个地方呢他用一个短短的比喻做了一个总结。
Of course, other passage will tell you about a growing, in your life, but this passage uses a parable of a growing seed.
那这里讲呢他说耶稣做了一个比喻他说神的国如同人撒种在地上。黑夜睡觉白日起来这种就发芽见长。那人却不晓得如何。这样地生五谷是出于自然的先发苗后长穗再后穗上结满了饱满的籽粒。谷既熟了就用镰刀去割因为收成的时候到了。
26. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up,The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come.
你这里讲到呢，就是说，我们撒种以后呢，我们是希望接到很好的果子，但是呢，它有这样一个过程。这个过程呢，就是说。是人并不晓得的。
So even though after we sow the seed, we want to harvest immediately, but there is a process of doing that. And how the grain grows, we do not know.
那这里呢，就是说，有几点我就是要强调一下。第一点呢，就是这个成长过程是出于自然。
So I want to emphasize on a few points. One of them is that the growing process is.Part of the nature.
出于自然的话，就是说这是神的律在它的里面在工作，不是人的律。
So out of nature is because the law of God is growing inside of it, not by man.
那它要什么时候发苗，什么时候张穗，什么时候结上饱满的籽粒，这个有一个次序，也有它的时间。
So when it sprouts, when it grows, when it grow heads and the stalk and the kernel, there is an order to it. So it is out of the nature.
其实我们种过树和种过麦子的人都知道，就是这些时间是没有办法去加速的。
So if you grow a wheat before, then you will know the order of it cannot be changed.
你也不能去加速它。
Oh, you cannot speed it up.
那你就是因为它是有神的律在它的里面，你不能先让它结果子，后让它开花，它必须是先开花后结果。
Because the law of the law of God is in the seed, you cannot ask it to grow a stalk before it growing a flower.
所以这是神的律，我们必须要来尊重神的律。
So this is the law, we have to respect God's law.
那这里另外一点呢，强调的是人并不知道他自己睡觉白日起来，就是这个生命成长的过程呢，别人不知道，有时候自己也不知道。
And another point, he says he does not know how, whether how it grow and how it sprouted, as a man, we do not know.
我们自己生长的过程和别人成长的过程呢，生命成长的过程，我们也是不清楚。
So how you yourself grow, how ourselves grows, and how other people grow, we do not know as well.
我们唯一清楚的呢，它就会长，它肯定会长。
So the only thing that we know is that it will definitely grow.
如果它的种子是好种子，种在好土里面，有阳光、雨露和水分。
As long as it's a good seed planted in a good soil with the rain and sunshine, it will grow.
其他的我们并不知道它怎么长。
But otherwise, we do not know how.
那所以这个人呢，他做的事情就是该睡觉的时候睡觉，该起来的时候起来，做他当做的事情。
So what is a man to do for him to do is to he should go to sleep when it's time to sleep and get up when it's time to get up.
就说人该休息的时候要休息，该做事的时候就做事就好了。
So as long as you work when you should work and rest when you should rest, and that's all you have to do.
那我们要做的工作什么呢？就是去浇水，把它种在有阳光的地方，啊，在种在好土，可能要除去一些病虫害。
So we have to plant it in a good soil, water it at the right time, and probably weeding it out.
Yeah. 或者呢，在幼苗的时候呢，你给它搭一个棚子来遮风挡雨。
Or maybe during when the sprout is still young, and make some kind of covering so that the wind and the storm does not destroy the sprout.
你并不能去拔苗助长。
But you cannot pull the sprout so that it will grow faster.
那我们中国有一个非常有名的成语叫做拔苗助长。
So one of the very famous Chinese stories is about a person trying to grow something by pulling it up so that he thought it will grow faster that way.
因为他看到他种的这个稻子呢长得比较慢，他就想了一个非常好的办法，他就去往上稍微拔一下，每一天往上稍微拔一下。
So this man thought that his crops are growing too slow, so he tried to put it up a little bit, just a day after day, so that he thought by doing this, his crop can grow faster and taller.
So he 明天拔一下呢，回家就告诉家人很高兴，我的苗又长了一下。过几天以后呢，苗就全死了。
So every time he pulled his crops, he happily went home and told his family that his crops are growing taller again. And soon after a few days, all the crops died.
那就说这个成长过程是神的事情，人有些事情是不可以做的。
So what it means is that the growing process is in the hand of God. So as human ourselves, we cannot do much about it.
在我们自己生命成长的过程里面也是这样，就是说我们有些事情是别人可以帮忙的，有些事情是帮不了的。
Same as in our spiritual life, there are things that some people can help, but there are areas that other people cannot help.
那比如说别人可以跟我们为我们来祷告，来鼓励我们，跟我们一起来读经，跟我们一起来服侍。
For example, other people can pray for you, to read the Bible with you, and to serve the Lord with you.
但是我们能不能就是说立刻结出个属灵的果子来，有喜乐平安，有仁慈良善，信实节制，这个从里面长出来，外面的人并不能帮助到。
But whether or not you can grow the spirit, the fruit of the spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all those fruits are growing out of yourself that others cannot know.
所以你搞不清楚为什么有的人呢，他就爱主很疯狂，就是天天都要出去闯祖灵。另外一些人呢，信主以后，他就是很安静。
That's why you do not know how come some people after they became a follower of Christ, they became so fired up and every day they're going out and telling other people about the gospel. But for some others, they are quiet.
曾经有位弟兄啊，我跟他开玩笑，我说我要是来阻止你传福音的话，你会恨我。
There used to be a brother, and then I told him this, that if I try to stop you telling people about the gospel, you will get really mad at me.
他说是的，是这样的，我不需要你告诉我去传福音，我自己停不下来。
And he said, yes, that's true. I have to tell people about the gospel. I cannot stop that.
所以因为他这个时候到了，他要结出这样的果子来。
Because the timing has come, he has to produce this kind of fruits.
他的时候是在他一信主的时候就这样。
So his timing came when he first became a believer.
那另外一些人呢，我觉着你可能信主很长时间了，你应该很活着的去传福音。
But for other people, you have become a believer for a long time, and you thought you should be telling people about the gospel now.
但我这样去讲的话，他不是说一定要恨我，他可能会怕我。
If I tell them to tell people about the gospel, they may feel intimidated.
Intimidated,
sorry.
他不一定要恨我，但是可能会感觉到，比较怕。
So he may not hate me for saying it, but he will feel intimidated.
所以个人这个成长的过程呢，是在神的手里面，只有神知道。
So the growing process is in the hand of God. Only God knows.
那圣经呢，就说。里面讲到啊，就是说，人就像植物一样，或者是一个神体一样，它在长的过程里面呢，它是一个有机的，就是只有神的律在里面在工作。
So as a believer, we are like a seed, so we growing by its timing. So it's like an organic matter. So there's the law of God is inside of it.
啊，长得多快，长得多好，是神的事情。
So, how fast and how great it grows is a matter of God.
那有时候我们讲是神的事情，难道我们就不做事情了吗？
And sometimes you may ask, okay, now is God's work. Should I not do anything about it? Should I not do anything now?
当然我们要做。
Of course, we have to do something.
但是这个时候呢，我们要做的时候，为什么一定要有圣灵的带领？一定要有圣灵的带领，就是说神要我们做什么，那时候就会帮助这个人在灵里面来成长。
But the things we need to do needs the help from the Holy Spirit. So the Holy, sorry, 你先说。
但是这个过程里面成长到什么步骤呢？神的工作不是我们说先这样的，不能由我们来决定，他来决定。
So the process depends on the decision of God, not on ourselves.
所以有时候在关键的时刻，你发现怎么事不随人愿，就是说自己成长也不随自己的愿望，别人成长也不随自己的愿望。这个时候我们要知道这个是神的事情，我们要来正确的来回应。
So when you see things might not go in your way and how other people may not grow in your expectations, then you have to know that this is God's timing, not yours.
那神的这个时间表呢，就是说他会来掌握，他也会来知道在什么时候来除去什么样的问题，医治什么样的问题，什么时候加给我们什么样的恩赐。
So God has its own calendars and timelines. At the right time, He will come and to remove things or to make changes.
我刚才安娜翻译这个 God has his own calendar 这个翻译的非常好。
谢谢。
你要翻译出来。
Pastor Bill was saying that when I translate about the calendar, he felt it's a good word to use.
其实安娜跟我讲到的时候呢，就是这是圣灵同时在工作，有时候安娜可以讲。
So God is working in both of us. The Holy Spirit is working in both of us.
这里讲一个笑话，关于翻译的笑话。
So I want to tell a joke about a translation type of a joke.
有一次呢，我们那个埃及牧师戴维的牧师的一个亲戚呢说，你的中文为什么讲得那么好，在台上呢一个人讲中文你就翻译成英文两个人配搭得非常好。
So once a senior pastor from Egypt asked me, how come you can translate so well? So someone is speaking in English and then I translate back to Chinese.
不是，是他呢 他的一个亲戚问他说你的中文为什么讲得那么好他说
埃及、oh.Okay. Oh, no, no. So he's an Egyptian. So his relative asked him, how come you translate so well in Chinese? Because the other person is speaking in English and he was translating back to Chinese.
不是，另外一个人在讲中文，他就是在讲英文。
Oh, sorry. Someone else is speaking in Chinese and he translate back to English.
因为他们两个人配合的非常好呢，就天衣无缝啊，就是非常非常的漂亮啊、讲的你一句我一句，你一句我一句，讲的非常好。
So they worked so well together. So they were translating one like word by word. It was going so well.
那事实上呢，是他在用英文讲到，另外一个牧师呢用中文做翻译。但是呢，他的亲戚看着好像是那个中文的人在讲道，他，这个牧师呢，把他翻译成英文。
But indeed he was actually preaching in English, and the other brother was translating it back to Chinese. But his relatives, when he sees the sermon, he thought the guy speaking in Chinese was doing the sermon, and he was translating.
所以他们两个人配合的很好，神情啊各方面都很好，所以这个亲戚就觉得你的中文为什么这么好，这都翻译成英文。
Because they cooperate, they were so well and so in such a unity, so that's why his relative thought the other person was preaching and he was translating, and he thought he's in Chinese, and he asked him, oh, how come your Chinese is so good you could able to translate?
他就说他也开玩笑就回答他说说是这样的，这个技巧呢是这样的。
So he answered his relatives in a funny way, and he said, oh, this is the trick.
他说你后讲让他先讲就可以了。
Let him speak first, and then you speak later. That's the trick.
Okay.所以我就加一点，就是这个翻译啊，有时候我们就同感异领非常的重要。
So when you translate, you need to be. So when you translate, you need to be touched by the same Holy Spirit.
所以刚才安娜翻译这个就是the calendar, 这个是非常好，神有他的时间表。
So God has His own calendar.
所以你们有之后以后不知道是安娜的。讲道还是我在讲道都没关系。
So if later on you don't know whether I'm doing the sermon or Anna's doing the sermon, that's okay.
大家都是同感一灵。
So everyone is under the same spirit.
那我们再看另一段圣经，在哥林多后书第十二章，我们要看看就是神的工作怎么样通过我们的软弱来做。
So we want to read another passage on 2 Corinthians chapter 12 on how we should, Second Corinthians.
就是我们在有时候可能觉得一个人成长到一定的阶段，他的一些软弱可能要离开，本来应该离开。
So you may think that after a certain period that your weakness should be leaving you, but how come the weakness is still there?
就是有时候我们对自己可能有这样的看法，我觉得到这样一个程度，我这个疾病啊，或者这个性情啊，可能早已经有一些改变了，甚至早应该改变了。
So you may think,
别人也对别人也是这样看法。
So you may have this expectation on yourself and also on others that, oh, after a certain period that my sickness orsome of my attitude should have changed. How come there is still no change?
有时候我们会frustrate, 有时候我们会烦躁，有时候我们会要求自己或者要求别人。
A lot of time we get frustrated about in ourselves and also in our other people, and hoping the change to come.
那我们从这些经文里面要知道，说神怎么在这个时候在帮助我们，怎么样来工作。
So we need to know how God is going to help us in these times.
那这里呢讲到就是保罗呀，就是讲到他自己的一些自己身上的一些问题。
It talks about Paul himself and some of the problems that he has in his physical body.
这里讲到呢，就是说他我们念一下第七节到第十节，就是说他呢因为是使徒，因为有很多的启示呢，神就给了他一个身上有根刺，就让他要谦卑。
So in this passage, it's talk about Paul as a disciple, that even though he has a lot of anointings and a lot of revelations, but there is a thorn in his flesh.
那第七节讲呢，他说神就是恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，又过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我的肉体上，就是撒旦的才艺要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
So he says to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me.
第八节讲呢，为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力庇护。
Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that the Christ's power may rest on me.
第十节呢，他说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、饥难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardship, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我想保罗就说他服侍主这么多年，他也经历过很多的生计，他也希望他自己这些问题挪去。
So I believe Paul, after he had been through that much and a lot of miracles, he wishing that a miracle can happen in his own flesh as well.
那谁不愿意在自己生命里面这个健康里面来服侍主，健康里面来生活呢？
So who wouldn't wish to serve the Lord in good health?
那谁不愿意和周围的人有和平呢？
So who wouldn't wish to have peace with everyone else?
那谁不愿意就说自己在经济各方面都充足，家庭里面都和睦，这样一个教会里面都和睦，在这样一个状况里面来生活呢？不是呢？
So who wouldn't wish to have a sufficient life and have peace in their own families and also in their own church?
那保罗其实就是这样一个使徒，他也希望他能够活在一个刚强里面，不是软弱里面。
So as Pastor Paul, Apostle Paul, he wished to live in strong, in a strong manner, not in weaknesses.
但是呢，他说他身上有根刺呢，就是说他求过好多次，神就是不给他拿走。
But he said there is a thorn in his flesh, even though he asked the Lord for many times, but the Lord is not going to take it away from him.
那圣经上没有说这个身体上的刺究竟是一个疾病呢，还是有人在攻击他呢，还是教会里面的问题呢，并没有讲。
But the Bible didn't explain what the thorn was, whether it's something wrong with his own physical body, or is it something in the church or other people's persecution. The Bible did not specify.
那有的人在历史上解经的时候呢，就认为是保罗的身上有这根刺呢，是他有些疾病，特别是他的眼睛可能有些疾病。
So, some people, when they studied the Bible, they thought it's probably Paul's physical body has some kind of problem, mainly on his eyes.
那另外一些人解经呢，就说这不是保罗肉体上的一个问题，而是说刺加在肉体上呢，在旧约里面用这样一个比 指的是一个从仇敌撒旦来的不断的攻击。
And some other other people think that it's not a physical problem that Paul was having. It's more a kind of an attack from the enemies on him.
那不管是前一种说法还是后一说法呢，就说他是一个从撒旦来的攻击。
So no matter what is a messenger from the Satan to torment him.
那这个肉体上的刺呢，出自于圣经里面士师记第二章。
So the thorn is also can be found on the Judges chapter 2. Judges chapter 2.
那我们就不仔细看那面，但是呢，我们理解圣经呢，最好就是在经文里面，旧约里面，我们找到这个圣经的根据，这样的话解释就会更加的全面和准确。
We won't go deeply in Judges 2, but we want to see like corresponding verses in Old Testament so that we know that where this word thorn is coming from.
那我们可以很快读一下士师记第二章一到五节。
So we quickly read Judges 2, verse from 1 to 5.
那当时呢就说约书亚进到迦南拿下迦南地之后呢约书亚就去世了。去世了以后呢，后来以色列人常常的背逆神。
So, the background is that Joshua conquered the land of Canaan, and then he died. So after he died, the Israelites are constantly rebelling against God.
那这个时候呢，就说神会常常的允许外邦人来欺压他们。欺压他们的时候，他们就以献上再次的呼求。
So God will send the other people to torment the Israelites, and by every time they cry out to the Lord, God will come and rescue them.
那我们很快读一下第二章，第一节到第五节，看看就是说这个肉体上的刺，是怎么样来理解。
So we'll read from chapter 2, 1 to 5, and how you should think about the thorns.
耶和华的使者从基甲上到波津，对以色列人说，我是你们从埃及上来，领你们到我向你们列祖起誓应许之地。我又说，我永不废弃与你们所立的约。
The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land that I swore to give to your forefathers.
你们也不可与这地的居民立约，要撤回他们的祭坛。你们竟没有听从我的话，为何这样行呢？
I say I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the people of this land, but you shall break down their altars. Yet you have disobeyed me. Why have you done this?
那因此我又说，我必不见他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你们乐下的经济，他们的神必做你们的网罗。
Now therefore I tell you that I will not drive them out before you. They will be thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you.
耶和华的使者向以色列众人说这话的时候，百姓就放声而哭。
When the angel of the Lord has spoken these things to all the Israelites, the people wept aloud.
那第三节这里讲的呢，你们乐下的荆棘就是乐旁的刺，就是肉体上的刺，跟保罗讲的一模一样，用词一模一样。
So the verse 3 says the thorns in your sides is the same thorns that Paul used in his letter.
那就是神本来应许呢要把他们的这个仇敌立刻赶出，但是呢神这里说，我必不见他们从你们面前赶出，他们必做你乐下的经济。
So God promised them about for the land of Canaan, but now he said that he will not drive those people out before them.
所以这个百姓呢就放声而哭。
That's why the people cried.
那这里看起来好像，哎呀，真的神不给他们盼望了。
So now you might see that God did not give them hope.
那其实神还是给他们盼望，也神还是和他们同在。
And yet, God still gave them the hope, and God was still with them.
而且神也要必然实现，神给他们的应许。
And God is surely to bring the promises that He, gave to them.
但是神把这些，仇敌留下来做他们乐下的次呢，有他的目的。
But there is a purpose, for why God left them as a thorns and in Israelites' sides.
那我们再看看这个。看看这个十八节以后啊，十八节到这个二十三节，看看这个神究竟下这个勒庞的字要做什么用。
So we'll read verse 18 to 23, and to see how God used the thorns for His own purpose.
耶和华为他们兴起士师，就与那士师同在。士师在世一切的日子，耶和华拯救他们脱离仇敌的手。他们又受欺压扰害，就哀声叹气，所以耶和华后悔了。
Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, He was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies as long as the judge lived. For the Lord had compassion on them as they groaned under those who oppressed and afflicted them.
一直是，呀。
But when the
事实死后，他们就壮起行恶。
But when the judge died, the people returned to the ways even more corrupt than those of their forefathers.
就是四世死后，他们就壮去行恶，比他们列祖更甚，去侍奉叩拜别神，总不离开，总不断绝王梗的恶行。
The people returned to the ways even more corrupt than those of their fathers, following other gods and serving and worshipping them. They refused to give up their evil practices and stubborn ways.
于是耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，他说：“因众民违背我吩咐他们列祖所守的约，不听我的话。”
Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, "Because this nation has violated the covenant that I laid down for their forefathers and has not listened to me."
所以约书亚死的时候所剩下的各族，我必不再从他们面前赶出。
I will no longer drive out before them any of the nations Joshua left when he died.
我要祭司试验以色列人，让他们肯照他们列祖谨守遵行我的道不肯。
I will use them to test Israel and see whether they will keep the way of the Lord and walk in it as their forefathers did.
这样耶和华留下各族，不见他们速速赶出，也没有交付约书亚的手。
The Lord had allowed those nations to remain. He did not drive them out at once by giving them into the hands of Joshua.
那我们再读一下第三章第一、第二节。耶和华留下这几子，唯要试验那不曾知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列的后代又知道又学习未曾晓得的战事。
So continue to chapter 3. These are the nations the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of Israelites who had not had previous battle experiences.
第四节也讲到，留下这几族，为要试验以色列人，知道他们肯听从耶和华摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯。
And also on verse 4, they were left to test the Israelites to see whether they would obey the Lord's commands, which He had given their forefathers through Moses.
那也就是说呢，把这些族的人留下来呢，要考试，也是他们的考试，也要教导他们学习怎么样来征战。
So, those nations were left behind, as a test for the Israelites, and also to teach the descendants of a battle experience.
然后呢，不太，我不知道是你的那面的问题还是我的这面的问题。
没听到吗 ？OK， 那我再翻译一次。So,
我电话你听得清吗？
我可以听得清，我可以再翻译一次。So they left those nations as a test for the Israelites and also to teach the warfare to the descendants.
弟兄姐妹，你读到这里大概明白了，就是神有时候为什么没有把我们生命里面的一些问题拿走，是要让我们学习战争等战。
So, brothers and sisters, now you read this passage, you have to know the reason why God did not remove some of the thorns in your life, because God wants you to know how to battle.
也要试验我们，我们是不是肯遵守他的诫命。
And also to test us to see whether we can keep his covenant.
有时候我们自己觉得我们忙不错的，其实试验没有来临。
Sometimes you might think, okay, I am doing quite well. That is because the test has not yet come.
我的脾气也很好，我也很有恩慈，我也很有良善，很有节制。
You may think that, I have good temper, I have goodness, I have kindness, I have gentleness, I have self-control and all that.
那很可能就是说你的这个试验还没有来临。
So very likely is that your test has not yet come.
我讲这个话呢，不是说，来否定大家的这个属灵的果子，而是说神在不同的阶段，都会对人有不同的试验。
So I when I say this, I did not deny the fruits that you have in your life. I'm just saying that time has not yet come for your own test.
所以我们要真正的来认识神的道，要明白，神的爱和他的恩典，我们一定要活在他的恩典之中。
So we have to live under the grace of God in order to know His ways and His love.
我们真正活在他的恩典和爱里面的时候，我们能够，清楚的有一个分辨的能力，认识我们自己，也认识别人。
So when we live under His love, then we will be able to know.
当你是一个脾气很好的人，有一天脾气变坏的时候，你不要吃惊。
So if you are a person always have a good temper and out of sudden you have this anger or temper problem, do not be surprised.
因为神把撒旦放出来，这头狮子放出来要试验一下你究竟有没有很好的来跟随神。
So God is releasing the Satan like a lion to test you and to see how you are doing in your daily walk with Christ.
当我讲到神把撒旦放出来的时候，你不要觉得王炳牧师在讲什么不正确的东西，这里有很多的根据。
So when I say releasing the Satan, do not think that I am just saying something that is out of the Bible, but the Bible actually has a lot of reference to this.
大家记得在马太福音第四章，这个路加福音第四章，耶稣基督受试探的时候呢，是谁把他带去受试探呢？
Remember in Luke chapter 4, when Jesus was under the testings, who led the testing?
那时候是撒旦来不断的试探他。
So Satan was testing him.
但是圣经里面写的清清楚楚，是圣灵把他带到旷野接受撒旦的试探。
But clearly the Bible indicated that the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the desert for the testings.
那这里给大家一个很大的盼望，你知道神在掌权，不是撒旦在掌权。
So this gives you hope because you know that everything is under the hands of God, not under the Satan's.
虽然撒旦在攻击你，但是呢，神在掌权。
Even though Satan may be attacking you, but the Lord is in control.
那在这个摩西带领以色列人进入迦南地，在旷野里面打仗的时候呢，圣经里面非常清楚的讲，是神把他们带到旷野。
So when Moses lead the tribe of Israel into the desert, it says very clearly that the Lord led them into the desert.
本来那条路，一两个月就走完了，结果走了40年。
So the way to the land of Canaan is actually about a month's journey, but they circled around for 40 years.
那圣经里面清楚的讲是神带领他们走红海旷野之地。
But the Bible clearly said that the Lord led them this way through the Red Sea and the desert.
那为什么没有带他们走一条近路呢？
How come the Lord did not lead them through a shortcut?
那圣经里面讲呢，就是说，如果带他们走近路的话呢，他们一讲打仗，他们就会逃到埃及去。
The Bible said if God has led them through a shortcut, as soon as they see a battle, they will return to Egypt.
所以为了不让他们逃回埃及去做奴隶呢，他就把他带到了旷野。
So to prevent them running back to Egypt, that's why the Lord led them into the desert.
Oh, 那是最痛苦的地方。
That's the worst place to be.
前不着葱，后不着店。
So you cannot find any village in front of you or village back behind you.
神所应许的流奶与蜜之地，看也看不见。
So the promised land, the land of milk and honey, you would not be able to see it.
埃及做奴隶的时候还可以吃肉，现在肉也吃不到。
So as a slave in Egypt, you can still have meat to eat, but now you have nothing to eat in the desert.
所以他们老抱怨摩西，就说我们要回到埃及去，要吃肉。
So they complain to Moses, we want to go back to Egypt so that we can have meat to eat.
那另一方面呢，他们即使就是我们要回去做奴隶。
So in other words, they want to become a slave again in Egypt.
但是呢，神不让他们做奴隶。
But God do not want them to be slaves.
那我们现在很多人都会处在这样一个境地，就是说神把我们带到了旷野。
So a lot of people are the same. So God has led us into a desert.
那我们常常会想，如果我不到这个境地的话，我可能还会吃香的喝辣的。
So you may think, oh, if I am not in the desert, I can still be eating and drinking.
如果我不是基督徒的话，我现在在世界上炒股票赚钱或者怎么样，还过得挺好。
So if I am not Christian, then I can still be in the world making a bunch of money, a lot of money.
哦，神应许的这个什么喜乐平安啊，这个你先求他的国，先求他的，其他的都要加给你啊。哦，你的这个丰盛的生命，我怎么看不见呢
？And God's promised life, the joy, the love, the peace, and the abundant life. How come I cannot see that yet?
哦，神说就是说，这个。跟随我的话，什么好处都不缺啊！我们要得到超过我所有的你眼睛看的啊，所求所想的东西，怎么不是这样呢
？And the Bible says, "Oh, you're gonna everything that you see, things were given to you beyond the things that you can even imagine. How come it's not like that yet?"
啊，所以这个时候呢，我们就是明白圣经的神让这些勒胖的刺。生出来呢，这是一个阶段。
So you have to know that when the thorns growing in your side is a phase, it's a phase in your life.
就像在植物生长的过程里面呢，它有一个阶段，一个阶段。
Just like a plant that is growing, that it has different phases to its life.
那圣经上讲呢，就是说这个麦子啊，在那个羊场的时候，收麦子的时候呢。他把麦子收起来，把糠要用火来烧掉。
So the Bible says, when they are harvesting the wheat, they are also harvesting the what? 糠什么
？Chaff will be burned away.
Okay, okay.
那个 chaff 那个糠呢，代表生命里面不需要的东西，多余的东西。
The carb means the things that we don't need in our lives, the unnecessary things.
所以要用火来烧掉它。
That's why it needs to be burned with fire.
麦子是那个好的果子，要收在仓里面。
But the wheat is a good fruit that needs to be harvested in the barn.
但是呢，这个糠这个东西啊，就是 麦子外面的那个外壳，在它麦子成型成长的整个过程里面起着非常重要的作用。
And the trough, is it the trough? The trough is the thing that covering the wheat. It has a very important job to do during the growth of the wheat.
如果没有糠的保护的话呢，这个麦子早就死掉
了。Without the protection from the trough, the wheat might die.
这个 trough 就是说它在一直在保护着这个麦子在成长。
So the trough was there to protect the growth of the wheat.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们生命里面有一些这种勒旁的刺啊，或者某个阶段突然 stuck， 是神在保护我们，神在训练我们。
So brother and sister, if you have the thorns in your side and also you felt you are stuck at a moment of your life, please know that God is protecting you.
是神的美意，不要让你回去做奴隶。
It's God's goodness so that you will not return to your old ways as a slaves.
你没有看到现在非常美好的果子的时候，没有进入应许的时候，也不要气馁，神让你谦卑。
So if you have not yet seen the good fruits and has not seen your promises yet, please do not feel down.
但是呢神让就像神让保罗一样这样的一个伟大的师徒，神让他还是经历那个勒旁的刺。
Just like Paul as a great apostle, still God led him through the space in his life where the thorn grows in his side.
他是一个什么样的态度呢？他是一个感恩的态度。
What attitude that he has for this thorn? He was showing gratitude to it.
所以他认识到神的道，神在他生命里面所做的事情，他就感恩。
So he knows the way and knows the hand of the Lord working in him, so he was grateful.
所以让神的能力在他的软弱上呢，就显得更加的完全。
So the power of Christ in his own weaknesses become complete.
所以弟兄姐就说保罗师徒保罗呢能够在他软弱的时候这样来感恩，我们也要学习在软弱的时候要来感恩。
So if he's, if Pastor, sorry, if Apostle Paul knows to show gratitude during his weaknesses, we need to do the same. Quiet.
所以呢当弟兄姐妹你生命里面有很多软弱的时候呢你看就是保罗跟你也差不多。
So if you have a lot of weaknesses in your own life, Paul is the same as you.
你就应该哈利路亚，感谢主。
You should praise the Lord for that. You should say hallelujah.
因为保罗也有过软弱。
Because Paul also has his own weaknesses too.
甚至这种软弱可能伴随他一生。
And the weaknesses may be with his whole life.
那我们再读两段经文，我们就来结束，让大家来分享和祷告。
So we want to end this, and we will pray, and we'll give time to other people to share.
那我们再回到格林多前书第四章，我们读一段经文。
I want to go back to First Corinthians,
chapter four. 我们看第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5.
就说我们怎么样来看待我们自己，怎么样来看待别人。
And this is about how we should see ourselves and also see other people.
那所以这里保罗讲呢，我被你们弄断，或被别人弄断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不弄断自己。
So verse 3 says, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以成义，但判断我的乃是主。
My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的殷勤，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着释放。
Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of man's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
这里呢，神就借着保罗来教导我们呢，就是不要去垄断别人，甚至自己也不要垄断。
So God through Apostle Paul is here to teach us, do not judge anyone and even yourself.
因为我们都是靠的是神，将来这个审判我们的也是神。
So every one of us is depending on God, and the judgment comes from the Lord as well.
那另外的经文里面讲到，他说神会让他站得住。保罗的使徒保罗的教导里面，神会让他站得住，我们不用担心。
Yes, and also in other verses, Apostle Paul said that the Lord is able to sustain a person to let him stand firm.
我们再读另一节经文，来我们认识这个过程完全是出自神的恩典，成长过。
We're gonna read another verse to see that the growth is by the Lord.
那以弗所书第二章这个第八节到第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, from 8 to 10.
这是非常熟悉，大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
Ephesians is a passage that is well known by everyone. So,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Not by works, so that no one can boast.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，必要叫我们兴盛，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这里让我们要清清楚楚地知道，我们这得救的恩典、新的生命呢，那根本在于神的恩典。
So this life that God gave us is through grace.
它的方法在于信心。
So the way to it is through faith.
那是出于自己。
It's not from ourselves.
不出于人的行为。
It's not by our works.
那清楚地让人要知道，这不出于自己，也不出于行为，免得有人自夸。
It's not from yourself and not by your works, so that you may boast.
那因为我们是神手里的工作，是在耶稣基督里做的。
Because we are God's workmanship.Created in Christ.
我们再次的说，我们希望我们圣灵，有这个圣灵的果子在我们的生命里面，在我们弟兄姐妹的生命里。
We hope to have the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但是呢，就像我们在种树的时候，种果树的时候，我们盼望树上要结出好的果子来。
Just if like we are planting a tree and hoping.The tree will grow fruit.
那这些果子是很美好、很甘甜的。
The fruits are good and good for, yeah.
但是呢，在你浇水的时候、施肥料的时候，你千万不要浇在你的果子上。
But when you water your tree and putting fertilizer in your tree, please do not put it in the fruit itself.
所以你不要老去看果子好还是不好。
So do not focus on whether the fruit is good or not.
你在施肥的时候、浇水的时候，要把它浇在根上。
So when you water it, when you put fertilize it, put it in the roots.
那就是对耶稣基督恩典的一个领受。
So it's to receive from Holy Spirit of.Jesus Christ.
我们的这个根在神的爱里面。
Our root is in the love of Christ.
在神的恩典。
It's in the grace of Christ.
当我们这样做的时候，果子必然要结出。
So when we do this, the fruit will yield.
所以我们祷告呢，希望以后的日子里面，我们教会里面的每一个人看人的时候呢，用神的这样一个眼光来看。
So I hope that everyone in our church will see others in the eye of the Lord.
持于恩典，没有论断。
So we give grace and we do not pass judgment to others.
只有带着一个盼望，带着一种鼓励。
So we will see others with hope, with encouragement.
我们浇灌的时候用爱心说诚实话，我们施肥的时候是神的话语。神的祷告你。
So when we water and put fertilizer in, we will speak with from the word of God, with the encouragement from the Spirit.
当我们真正这样做的时候，我们周围的弟兄姐妹会更加的向神敞开，感觉到非常的安全。
So when we do this, our brother and sister will be more open to the Christ, to the Lord.
新来的人到教会里面都会感觉到非常的安全。
So when the new people come to our church, they will feel safe.
就像耶稣基督有好多的税吏和妓女和大罪人跟随他，那些人跟前跟后是因为耶稣基督非常的安全。
That's why when the tax collectors, the prostitutes, they were all following Jesus because they feel safe around him. Because Jesus did not come to judge them, but to love them. They felt this deep grace that is given.
深深的爱。
And the love. And they felt the love.
这种爱是天上来的。
This kind of love comes from above.
今天我们讲了这么多，好多人说哇，很棒。
So after I share this much, so people may say it's good.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，我们可能不一定能够一下做到。
But brothers and sisters, you may not be able to practice it immediately.
所以呢，当你做不到的时候呢，给你自己恩典。
So when you cannot do it, then give yourself some grace.
用恩典的眼光看你自己，也看待你旁边的那位弟兄姐妹。
To see yourself and the person next to you with grace.
当然，这也适用于你家人之间的关系，亲子关系。
And it also works in your relationship with your family, with your children.
用恩典的眼光看你的父母，看你的儿女，看你的
配偶。With the eyes of grace to see your family, your parents, and your friends and your family.
Hallelujah, 讲完了。
Hallelujah, I'm done.
现在该大家分享，我们做个祷告，大家来分享，完了以后也为一些具体的事情来祷告，好吧。
So you guys can share, but we will close by a quick prayer.
我们天上的父亲，我们要感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you. You give us great grace. And you forgive all our sins.
不仅仅是今天赦免，你明天照样也赦免。
You know, not just forgive our sins today, but you also forgive the sins of our sins tomorrow.
因为我们得救在于本乎恩，也因着信，不出于自己。
Because for His grace that we have been saved, is and also through faith, not by ourselves.
谢谢你，你完全的接纳我。
Thank you for accepting us totally, with who I am.
而且把你的圣灵赐给我们，充满我们。
And also sent your Holy Spirit to us and filled us.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你。
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你继续的来大大的你的恩典来浇灌我们的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, pour down your spirit in our brothers and sisters.
因为这不是因出于我们自己，是因着你的恩典。
Because it's not from ourselves, it's not by ourselves, it's your gift.
我感受到现在一些弟兄姐妹，你不要嫌你做的怎么样，好还是不好，配不配，神就是要把神的恩典要浇灌在你的身上。
So brother and sister, do not think about the work that you do and whether you are worthy or not. God is going to pour down his grace on you.
是因着他儿子的缘故。
Because his son Christ, Jesus Christ.
因为他在十字架上为你付清了一切的债。
Because on the cross, he already paid all the price for you.
你的软弱这些东西都在他的手掌里面。
And all your weaknesses and all these things are all in the hands of him.
他必让要来做成他美好的工作。
He's here to do the good works, to complete the works for you.
主啊，你提升我们的信心。
Lord, just increase our faith.
让我们在忍耐里面继续的和你同行。
So we can continue to walk with you in perseverance.
而且我们一个感恩的心来对待每一天每一件事情。
And we also have this gratitude in our everyday life and everything that we do.
知道你在掌权。
Because we know that everything is under your own hand.
你就是爱，你的本性就是爱。
You are love and you are love. You...
你不会离开我们，不会撇下我。
You will never forsake us, never leave us.
你赐给我们的应许必然成就。
And all the promises that you give us will come to pass.
感谢主，也祝福我们下面分享和祷告的时间。
Thank you and bless our times so that we can share with each other.
感谢主，也祝福下面分享和祷告的时间。
Yeah, bless the time that we will have later on for sharing. Okay.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.